The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3133. Checking in on Star Wars Celebration because there's been a lot of activity happening over the past couple of days, and it's kind of all over the board. Some of it is exciting, some of it is a little frustrating, and so yeah, let's just check in with what's going on. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So it seems like they are ramping up on an accelerated schedule with Star Wars Celebration. I mean, there wasn't any news about it for, you know, quite a long time. And then suddenly we got announcements, was it last week already, where it was the first 7 featured guests were announced. And now we've got 5 new guest announcements this week. That would include Hayden Christensen, Mads Mikkelsen, Katie Sackhoff, James Arnold Taylor, and Dennis Lawson. Yes, Wedge himself is going to be there. But there's apparently also a bit of frustration happening because of the pricing for the autograph and photo op appearance situations, which obviously is a very unfortunate situation. And it is one of those things where, you know, I wonder whether at some point they're going to hit a ceiling where suddenly they, you know, realize, oh, okay, well, when the prices go above a certain level, things don't sell out. And so then eventually things will get corrected and it'll eventually fix itself, but not without some minor controversies that happen, I guess, in the meantime. But it seems like that sort of thing may be playing out. And strangely enough, it's also playing out for Celebration itself. So we talked about the fact last week that the folks behind Celebration were releasing additional tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you would have thought that those suckers would have sold out immediately, but they didn't actually. As of the recording this evening, prior to, you know, the drop tomorrow at 3 a.m. Eastern time, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday single-day tickets are still available on the Star Wars Celebration website. And as exciting as it was to see that they were releasing extra tickets, it was also kind of odd, too. I've been fortunate to go to the previous 5 celebrations, and I'm not going to London. It just doesn't work out for me or my family this time around. But in the previous 5 celebrations, I don't remember ever seeing tickets being offered in a second run on sale. So that act in itself was surprising. And then to see, you know, 4 days later that they're still not sold out is just really odd. Now, in all honesty, I guess I am more inclined to side with the fans in these discussions, even though I do understand, you know, the economics of it and the desire for the businesses to make money, and that's all well and good. But I'm also old enough to remember when I was a kid and growing up in Los Angeles, the Dodgers used to go to, you know, department stores and hardware stores, and you could go to just the random shop around the corner and get signed autographed photos from them for free. Like, it was a means to entice people to get into the hardware store. One thing I will say for the positive, though, is that it's wonderful to see Hayden Christensen involved in these events again and to have seen him come back in Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, this just as a reminder of how awesome it is that he is involved with Star Wars again and will continue to be, apparently, if the rumors are true. Meanwhile, as we mentioned on the previous podcast, things were going to be announced in January of 2021. Fan panels and Holonet stages and cosplay and fan props and fan tables and that sort of thing. So those announcements are starting to percolate out on social media. I do not have what I would say is a complete list at whatsoever, but I did see notifications for Talking Bay 94, the Resistance broadcast, Sky Talkers, Who's the Boss, the Ranker Pit, the Star Wars podcast out of the Netherlands, Star Wars Awakens, also another Netherlands / Belgium podcast, Star Wars Explained, Triad of the Force, and a few shows from Fan Samantha Trax are going to be on the HoloNet stage, so just congratulations and safe travels to all the folks who are running those shows. Again, that's not necessarily a complete list, just the ones that I happen to see, and it's not updated on the Star Wars Celebration website yet. I imagine they probably won't do that until they start filling out the actual schedule of events for the entirety of Celebration, so that way we'll know who goes where and that sort of thing. Fan panel wise, there's only a couple that I've seen so far and would love to see what else has been approved out there. One of them about Solo, a Star Wars Story, an appreciation for that movie, which is fun. And then viewing Star Wars through the lens of drag, which I thought was not only a really cool idea, but also just considering what's going on here in the US, I think it's really awesome that they gave the green light to that panel too. So yeah, that's as much as we know for a Celebration with the most recent updates that have been happening over the last couple of days. I don't necessarily see us doing this every single week, but it certainly does seem like they want to make announcements every week. Certainly we're at 2 weeks in a row here on the podcast, but I have a feeling that the pace is going to slow down at least for us, and we'll probably start gathering this for, you know, maybe every other week or, you know, even monthly perhaps. I don't know, we'll see. But for now, that is going to do it for our look at what's going on with Star Wars Celebration, a really surprising one, quite honestly, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.